Raspopovich in shotgun, running back to his right side, trips out to the far side and one to the near. Ball is snapped, looking over to his left side, facing pressure, throws it over the middle and tipped incomplete. No one in the area there. Varndell was there to bat it away.
Good coverage by the Hounds, keeping the receivers to the outside of the field. Varndell, little over his head, almost had an interception right in the beginning of the game. That would have been killer, but a good stop by the Greyhounds, forcing a third and long right off the bat.
They come out in shotgun, running back left side. Trips to the near side, wide receivers and one to the far. Ball is snapped, takes the handoff to the near side, and he's up the middle. He's got a hole. Busts down to the 19-yard line and driven backwards. They'll be short of the first down. This will bring up a fourth and about four. We'll have to see if they try to set the tempo early on and go for it or take the safe way and punt this one away.
I think when you're this far back in your own territory, you've got to punt this one away. It's too early in the game to give the Hounds the ball, especially if it would be right in your own red zone.
And that's what they'll do. They bring out Mike Enghofer for the kick. Back to receive is Zach Hughes and also Ronnie Fulks. Ball is snapped. It's a high snap. He gets it down and puts this one away. Rocket off his leg. Bounces first and now across the midfield line. The Hounds will get the ball. Pretty good field position. Their own 47 to start this drive.
Barely a minute and a half off the clock on that drive. A nice three and out for the Hounds defense to start off this game. 10:32 left. Still no score. Hounds taking over in great field position. Something that has become something of a trend we've seen so far this whole season. The Hounds have been fantastic in winning the field position battle, and that's helped them win these games.
The Greyhounds take the field. Schaefer in shotgun. Brinson with him. Two wide receivers to the left side and two to the right. Resetting the offense. Changing his protection now. Backs up into shotgun. Ball is snapped, looking over to his right side, releases it quickly, caught out in the flats by DJ Frazier, tripped up into opponent territory, down to the 44.
DJ Frazier had a couple huge catches last week against Fort Wayne Snyder, including a big first down on the last drive of the game, using his quickness to cut inside to get that one, use that again to get a nice 7-yard gain on first down.
Hounds in, hurry up, Schaefer and shotgun, trips to the near side and wide receiver to the far. Ball is snapped, fakes a handoff, it's a screen pass to Frazier to the left side, he's got a hole across the 40-yard line and hit down at to 37. That's enough for a Greyhound first down.
Hit hard by Marcus Howard on the play, but two quick passes to DJ Frazier right off the bat equals a first down for the Hounds. Moving inside the 40-yard line, this is the Hounds offense we've seen earlier in the season.
Hounds offense hurrying up. Schaefer in shotgun. Brinson alongside him. Trips out to the far side and one to the near. Ball is snapped. Fakes the handoff around the left side. Dodges the defender. Down to the 30. 25. Whole left side. Down to the 15. And corralled from behind by number 32. A good tackle by James Stewart, but the Greyhounds are in the red zone, and they have it first down.
Defenses that Carmel plays respect Devin Brenton so much that that play works almost every time. He fakes it inside to Brenton, takes it himself, almost disaster in the backfield, but he breaks a nice tackle on that play, brings it all the way down inside the red zone right off the bat. Hounds offense is moving very nicely in the beginning of this game.
That could have ended up as a loss of three. Instead, a big gainer. Schaefer in shotgun, Brinson right side. Nick Logan to the near side and trips out to the far. Ball is snapped, rolling out to his right side, looking downfield. He releases it too wide of the intended wide receiver. This will bring up second and 10 for the Hounds.
Intended for John Schmidt. They like that rollout with Logan and Schmidt on the right side. They both do about 10-yard and outs. And then DJ Frazier cutting across the middle from the slot position. A little too far on the outside intended for John Schmidt on that play, though. Couldn't quite corral it in before going out of bounds.
Better to throw that one away than try to force it, though. In this early part of the game, Schaefer in shotgun, Brinson, Hollander in the backfield, two wide receivers right. Ball is snapped, handoff right. Brinson, he's got a hole chopped down to the 8-yard line. This will bring up a third and mid-range, 4 or 5 yards.
Good tough run by Brinson on second down, getting about 5 yards to make this third down a little easier for the Hounds, getting inside the 10-yard line. We'd like to put this one inside the 4. To get the first down, give ourselves another set of downs to try and put it in for the score.
This is kind of an in-between stage for the Greyhounds. They can run it. They can pick up that yards, but down in the red zone, it's tough. They also can go through the air. Schaefer in shotgun, passing formation. Two wide receivers to either side. Ball is snapped, looking over to his right side. Pump fake. He releases this one in the end zone. Caught! Greyhounds take the lead. Nick Logan on the catch. Greyhounds take the lead 6-0 in the beginning stages